It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
Finally, a sane person on the show.
Finally. I know.
I think this Shaw guy.
I just kept yelling preach at my TV.
This Shaw guy is the sanest person we have seen on Love is Blind. Sure.
Ever.
He's an asshole.
Yeah.
Yes. But I was like, he's the only sane person we've had in ages.
The only person that even comes close is Alexa's dad, who wanted to circumcise Brennan.
Yes, the somebody had to chop off Brennan's dick. We've all wanted to do it. Yes. I want to chop off Brennan's dick.
Every time I see him on social media, I want to. Yeah.
Yes, I do. He talks about his penis a lot. He alludes to it quite a bit.
He does. Oh, yeah, in his stories. Yeah, he does.
Yeah, with bad puns.
Play on words. Yeah.
Quoting rap lyrics. It's very cringy. I want to chop his dick off.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
That's not how circumcision works, but you know, it's a different kind of circumcision.
But his dad took out, Alexa's dad took out a giant knife,
right? So like a butcher knife, you want to chop it off.
So if you had tried to take, if you had tried to circumcise Brennan, his dick would have come off.
Yeah.
So the inferred result would have been chopping his dick off. So
big time.
Yeah.
I'm all for it. Maybe it can still happen. I don't know. It is a very penis heavy Instagram that he has. So maybe he's going to do a live chopping.
You just know it's the only way to stop him. It's the only way to stop him.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you send him on the Oregon Trail. That's the only other way.
No, he'll just be Instagramming the whole time about his diarrhea, and it's not even worth it. Till the bitter end. But yeah, this Shaw guy, I was like, preach, daddy-o.
He's the best.
Boy, I can't wait till we get to that. That is just, what a guy. So I was like, someone's got to say it for the first time in 4 years.
He was so close to saying, this is just for Instagram followers, right? Like, he was so close to saying that.
Do you know what I mean? Last episode, you hadn't seen that scene yet. And you were like, and I was like, Bliss says that she really loves him. And you said, are you sure? And I was like, are you sure you haven't seen that scene?
Because you thought I was being the dad.
I thought you were I was like, this guy next episode says the same exact thing.
Well, yeah, because he's all of us, Max. That's why. It's because he's thinking what we're all thinking.
And he's not all of us. Some of us believe in love. Some of us are second choices.
I guess no. Well, you know, you're joking there, but maybe you do bring up a good point of maybe it isn't just for followers. Maybe some of them just are that naive. Like, I guess that maybe it's a combination of both too.
Yes. No. Some people are naive. Some people. Yes. You know. Some relationships.
I think Chelsea maybe is a bit naive. I don't think that one's all for followers.
No, I think some people really want to get married. Also, Chelsea's lonely. She literally tortures her friends by making them watch her eat.
Yeah. But what about Rocky? Rocky's there.
Dude, Rocky isn't cute. You know, it's something that Chelsea knows deep down inside.
Yeah. And when Rocky goes off to college one day, she's going to be all by herself. So
it's going
to
be tough.
It's going to be tough.
Yeah. Rocky's never going to die. He's going to go off to college, you know,
upstate.
He's gonna go
at a farming college.
He's gonna go to SUNY Albany.
Yeah, or Syracuse, right?
But yeah, I mean,
no, but man, they're not naive. There's a lot of people out there who are second choices who want to be on the moon when they're 60, and Bliss represents them. We see ourselves in Bliss.
We're all going to be on the moon in our 60s.
Yeah, we know.
Please.
Yeah. So many headlines going on in this episode. There's a lot of drama.
Oh, there's a lot. Zach's going to be on the moon with his katanas jumping around.
Marshall and Jackie no more. Who saw that coming?
Wow. My nipples got hard just watching it. I tell you what.
I love my nipples.
Yeah.
Hey, our friend Alex Lake from Circle.
Well, I don't know. Francesca kind of spoiled me on this episode. Francesca texted me before the episode started.
Oh, yeah?
She sent me a voice memo. She said,
can you guys be on Nipple Watch tonight?
And I was like, Francesca, come on.
Of course. We always are.
I'll do it for you, but you need to tell me about that. Yeah, Jackie always talks about
her nipple. Max and I, rest assured, we're on Nipple Watch 24/7.
She's always
365.
Jackie loves talking about her nips. It's a big thing for her.
It is a big thing.
Yeah.
Big thing for her, Francesca, Alex.
Yeah, but she actually didn't say her nipple. She said her nipple got hard.
Just one.
She said one. Her nipple got hard, not nipple.
Now, what is does? That's probably when both get hard. That's when she's ready to go to the altar, I think.
Yes.
Yes. One means I like you. I'm attracted to you. I'm ready to date. Two means marriage.
Yeah.
And she had zero hard nipples for Marshall.
Oh,
that's not a good sign.
Definitely. I mean, that old man energy definitely deflates the nips hardcore. For everyone involved. Yes. I mean, I was watching and my nipples went inverted.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless it's, you know, like bad grandpa from Jackass. Then the nips get hard. That's the only way an old man.
All of my appendages started going inside my body. And I'm talking about even my arms and my legs started going inside my body. Just looking
that's a
at
little
Marshall.
Concerning. That's a little concerning.
That's the effect that he has on me. I needed him to boss up. Why wasn't he bossing up?
You might want to see a doctor or something.
Well, as long as I'm not looking at Marshall, I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, then I don't know if you can keep recapping these.
I just need to close my eyes.
Yeah. But you'll still hear his voice.
His voice is fine. Just something about him. Josh says he's terrible with emotions because of how he was raised and like wrestling and stuff. And she says, same. And he says, I like that about you. You know, maybe these two are designed for each other.
They might be.
It's really good when people can't be emotional with each other or like open.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's just healthy.
It just takes all the complication and stuff like that.
Here's the thing. Like, if you're not speaking with your partner about the problems, then there really are no problems.
Yeah. There's nothing to avoid, you know?
Yeah, I mean, if you're not talking about it, then there's nothing there.
I like these two.
It's healthy, I think. Yeah.
We hear him say, I love you, and I want to be together again. That's sweet, and it's even sweeter what she says in response. Ben, do you know what she says?
Go ahead.
Wow.
I thought you had the soundbite for it.
No, she just says wow.
She's a real Juliet. She's a romantic.
Yes.
Big time.
And as we know, they worked out.
Yes, absolutely.
Romeo compromised and moved to Seattle from Portland. She says, Marshall is too sensitive for me. I told him to be too aggressive and boss up. Then he left for 3 days. Josh says you shouldn't have said yes to him. Marshall does not know that Josh and Jackie have been talking, and Jackie is now the second person on the show. We're keeping count because this is not the last time we're going to hear this, everybody. Get your pen and paper out. Let's do Roman numerals. Jackie says she made the wrong choice, okay? This is the second time we're going to hear it.
Got to say, the more that number ticks up, the more this is becoming one of the best seasons.
I know. It is amazing.
I am absolutely loving how many mistakes have been made this season.
Yeah. She says she could see herself marrying Josh, but she's afraid of the legal marriage part and couldn't give it to him anytime
soon. You know what? I got to get, you know, we talk a lot of shit about Jackie. You know, we joke around about her. This is a very sane thing to say.
Yeah, we should stop talking shit about Jackie. She's never done a wrong thing in her life.
But I'm also
very nice girl.
I'm also like
she's a real sweet girl.
But I'm saying she's very avoidant of getting married after like 20 days, you know? So
Yeah, she just made...
She is more sane than a lot of people.
She made the wrong choice. She went on a reality show about getting married in 20 days for some reason. She made a wrong choice. She was on the wrong show. Yeah, Kimberly's here. The whole point is to get married. Nicole is in the chat, but then why did you come on the show? To be famous, people.
To be famous.
To be famous.
F-list make yourself celebrity. Look
really, to make yourself look really bad.
She wants to be going to New York City to the truck that's next to the Barnes & Noble by Union Square. And she wants to be taking pictures and waving at everybody.
To do her dinosaur impression. I don't know, people. She has a talent. You know? So is she going to do an illegal marriage to Josh on the show? Is that what we're going to get? An illegal marriage, please.
That just means they won't sign the marriage licenses?
Or... Yeah, a ceremonial marriage.
Yeah. A marriage at sea, maybe. I don't know.
Yes. And then she kisses Josh. She kisses Josh before she even breaks it off with Marshall.
Ooh! Naughty.
My God, damn.
I love it.
We must be at Cold Stone because I like it, I love it, and I gotta have it.
That's right.
I wanna tip Jackie and have her sing me a song, you know? You know Cold Stone, how you do that when you tip them?
Yeah.
I always thought that was very
demeaning. I remember the whole Aziz Ansari bit too.
Oh, he did a bit on that? Makes me feel yucky.
That was like his whole
thing.
That was one of his original big bits. Yeah. Okay. He did it in Funny People too. Yeah.
I just want to make it very clear. I've never seen Funny People or any Aziz Ansari stand up. Thank you.
I've been to a couple of his shows, but that was before the cancellations. Okay.
Well, that's really bad. You shouldn't admit that.
I know. I fucked up.
Yeah. Anyway, I was going to play this soundbite about Jackie.
Die.
Get the fuck over here.
When she kissed Josh, major dog energy.
They need to stop by a little dog washing station.
Yeah, they need to take her over there. You know, Chelsea's gonna take her there, and
you're gonna get a bath. Yeah, you're gonna get all clean.
Got so many good dog sound bites this season.
I know.
You're gonna get all clean.
You need all clean, Jackie. Check. We get back to the suit fittings, and Marshall talks to his friends and is like, she didn't show up. And his friends are like, that's trash, bro. She's trash, bro. We told you she sucked. Why wouldn't you listen to us, yo? She's trash, man. She sucks. Can we talk about how much she sucks yet?
Yeah.
Bro,
yeah.
We're designed for each other. No, she makes me feel like I can fly. And they're like, she's trash.
Where did he go so wrong? You know?
It sounds like the song is thinking, it's like, where did I go right or wrong?
Wrong! And then the light bulb goes off.
Wrong. It's wrong.
It's wrong. You had to think about it, though. That's good. Yeah. You got to think about these moral, ethical decisions before you say it out loud, right?
I'm glad Vanessa got time off of NCIS Hawaii to come back for the bridal things.
This is so nice. Yeah.
She got her snakeskin boots, and she is here to host, to let everybody know that weddings are part of the show. That's why you
came here, people.
Yeah, so is she. The show does have hosts, and you're not just here to get famous. You're here to get married, and she's like, and I hope that you get married because it's beautiful and it's part of the show.
Yeah.
So some of you better get fucking married.
Yeah.
Not just Tiffany and Brett, okay? We need at least one more marriage, not just one couple. One of you is getting married.
Yeah, they want two. They want at least
gotta get two. Gotta get two. Somebody else.
I think they want Kwame and Chelsea. I think they
we need.
Kwame. Don't you think? I think the producers want Kwame and Chelsea to get married. I think that's what.
Yeah, you need a train wreck, you know? It's like Micah and Paul will just be like a little boring. You need one that's everyone's going to go like, ooh.
Yeah, you kind of had like the Colleen and Matt one from last season. Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, that was a good one.
Yep. You can hear all of our predictions on who we think will get married and who won't and why on patreon.com/realityalert. We give all of our predictions along with dropping the social media tea every single week. So check it out.
Also, this podcast doesn't exist without the patrons. So we want to thank the patrons, because without you, we would have to stop podcasting. They support, they fund us, they fuel us, they make us feel alive. So thank you, patrons. And thank you to all the future patrons who are about to start signing up. They're the reason we exist. So thank you.
Wow. 1 million patrons. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Future patrons. I'd like to first and foremost thank Mr. Beast for doing a reality show on Netflix. It saved us.
Micah says Paul doesn't have a say in her wedding dress. Like, that's not fair. Men should totally have. We should get to have a 50-50 say in the wedding dress.
I mean, it's marriage. Everything is 50-50.
Yeah, so. Everything's 50-50. Yeah. We get
if
to decide.
I want flames on my wife's dress,
yes,
then I think that's okay. Like, if I want like a Katniss Everdeen thing from Hunger Games where the dress is like on fire,
yeah, if I want the wedding dress to say Hot Wheels, it should say Hot Wheels. Yes. You know,
or Calvin Klein,
or Calvin Klein, definitely.
Yes.
Yeah, so really not cool. Bliss's mom and her sister, they're like all crying. Do you think they're just like really embarrassed about being on the show?
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
That's what I was thinking about the whole thing. Like, how are you marrying this guy that looks like a cartoon character? Like, and the whole thing is very.
Yeah, they were crying because they knew that that they were going to be meeting with the dad soon.
Yeah.
they knew what was coming. Enjoy it while it lasts.
Kwame decides to bring Jack from the pods, who dated Chelsea, but Jack just wants this wedding to go through so Kwame can move to Seattle so they can hang out.
Best buds.
Love the Jackster. The Jackster is a really cool guy. Really glad we got to see him again, even though I don't like seeing people from the pods because they're losers who failed.
We got a 4-hour exclusive interview with Jack coming up in the season. We're going to find out everything, all the tea.
Yeah, it's a really cool
and
guy.
You know what, first question I'm gonna ask, do you live in Seattle? First question that I'm gonna be asking him.
Well, I actually live in the suburbs about eight hours outside of Seattle, but people call it like northern Seattle.
Well, you know, I actually live in Scottsdale, but it's close enough to Seattle.
I don't like that Kwame takes over the hosting from Nick when he does the cheers. Listen to this.
Hey, it's a big day for all of us. We're going to be seeing our brides at their most beautiful. Today, we get to figure out how we're going to look when we're standing there at our most handsome. Let's go, baby.
That sounds like hosting to me. This is Nick's job, obviously.
This is Nick's job, yeah. Did you see when the person from the store was tying up his tie, Kwame's tie, that he was like, oh, I'm feeling so suffocated. He's like, well, I can loosen it up a little bit. And he's like, no, that's not what I wasn't talking about.
That's not what I'm talking about.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'll introduce you to her later.
Did you see when Kwame walked up to the table and he went, my name is Kwame, obviously.
Obviously.
Really fucking, it was like really aggressive. It was like, Nick was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, he walked in there. He's like, whoo, it's hot in here. What is it? 98 degrees. And then he looked around, put his hands up.
Do you see when he walked down, he walked across the street to the bridal thing and he walked in and he tried to kiss Vanessa on the lips and he said, should we go home?
Crazy.
He was crazy.
Did you see when after all of that happened, he was like taking Vanessa and Nick's kids to school?
Yeah, I know. He picked them up later.
They went to soccer practice and everything. He was doing everything. Walking their dog. It was really weird.
Yeah. He took Nick's anger management and AA appointment too. It was like really weird. Nick is like, this is mine. It's really fucked up. Like, that's court mandated, dude.
Kwame's like, I'm suffocating. I need this. I need one of these groups. I need an emotional support group, please.
So let's get down to the couples and what they wear. So Brett says that he wants something minimal. But then he also says he wants something clean, modern, white, royal colors, angelic, straight from the heavens, royal, fine details. Yes, that all sounds very minimal.
Yeah.
Very minimal, dude.
I want a full king's robe and a crown and a scepter.
Yeah, that's very minimal. That's something, but very minimal. Very minimal. Yeah. With a couple lions beside me, but like very minimal lions. Thank you. But this is actually very cute. I like this, that Brett says that he likes a lot of detailing in his shirts, so she wants a dress with a lot of detailing. And so I was like, oh, that's cute. And Ben, we all know that I have a lot of opinions on wedding dresses. We know that I watch. We know me. I've seen a lot of Say Yes to the Dress, Making the Cut, Project Runway. So here we go.
I haven't watched any of those, so I have zero expertise on this.
Yeah, so.
But I will front like I have a lot.
Yeah, so I liked the dresses from the Chicago season a lot. I thought that was a great dress shop. The dress shop in Dallas, paltry. Terrible.
Right.
They did not honor the beauty
wanted. I remember you were saying that the dress shop in Chicago was the 90s Bulls of dress shops.
It was amazing. Yes, yes, yes. But the last Dallas, I was throwing up in my mouth, you know? But I liked Tiffany's wedding dress. I thought it had this great, great detail like she wanted. But my favorite part was her mom saying things like, it's your first wedding dress, and I almost lost hope. I thought that her mom showed more personality than Tiffany has in 10 episodes.
Yes, until she breaks down later.
Oh, that was really good.
Yeah, but yes.
Woosa.
That's what Tiffany says. Paul and Micah. Paul is this is what I really wanted to talk about. I keep reading online people saying Paul, he's such a catch. Paul is such a great guy. What's he doing with Micah? Paul is so hot, and he's not just hot. He's so dreamy. He's such a great guy. He just really loves Micah. Listen to Paul talking about what he loves about Micah. It makes no fucking sense.
Yeah.
This guy has no substance.
I've loved Micah since the pods. Like, I really have. And the reasons why I love her are a lot, ranging from like the way that we connected in the pods to things that don't have anything to do with our connection, just my pure appreciation of the way that she is in herself. And that includes differences. You know, all I need to make the decision is my feelings. Because love begins where logic ends.
He should be a politician. He's really good at saying absolutely nothing in a sentence.
Like, did that make any fucking sense?
No. That's like a total politician answer, isn't it?
Yeah, he doesn't love Micah. He doesn't love anything. He doesn't have feelings. He's a robot. And like, oh my God, he's such a catch, and he's so hot, and oh my God, he's so amazing. This guy doesn't have basic human feelings. You have Zach. Zach loves Bliss, I think, or at least he has some feelings for Bliss, because at least when he talks about Bliss, he's like, he can talk about like concrete things that he likes about her and that he said and that he loves her character. When Paul talks about Micah, he's just like, there's nothing. I can't even quote what he said in there.
Yeah, he's never been specific on the reasons, really, at all.
Oh, but Paul is hot. Yes. He is hot.
Our chat is saying that he is hot. We do have to give it to people there. You know, we do.
Yes, but is he a catch? I
don't think... Yeah, the fact that he's a serial killer, I think it...
Catch.
No, but the fact that he's a serial killer, it does. It's trendy.
Oh, the Dahmer thing.
He's sexy and he's a killer, so it's sexy Dahmer, sexy Paul. Yeah.
Maria pointed out that the biggest catch ever on the show was Barnett because he paid all of Amber's debt.
That is a huge catch. He's the biggest catch. Right.
Look, she got him to marry him, and then he paid off all of her debt. Like, has anybody on the show done that? Definitely. Barnett, he married her.
He sold his house to pay off her debt.
Yes, like
Barnett, they live with roommates now. Yes. For her, you know, makeup buying addiction.
Look, Barnett, socially acceptable enough, good looking enough, and he paid off her debt. Barnett, biggest catch in the show's history. Biggest all catch I'm going to say.
I mean, you can't argue with that. Someone who like will immediately absolve all your debts. That's pretty good.
That's pretty amazing.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
It's, now it's that's Barnett. See, now you know Amber's dad. Unlike you know Bliss's dad, he was like, "Welcome to the family, buddy.
Welcome to the family, buddy. I got some debt you can pay off too." Yes. Yes. Ron, who said Paul is hot, says not a catch. He seems dreadfully boring. That's what I'm talking about.
Look at this other comment.
Oh, damn. You're all making me like Barnett. Yep. He's a catch. Yep. All credit to Maria. If you want any more of Maria's hot takes, patreon.com/realityalert. We'll be recording a Love Center on Monday.
It really is a good take.
I know. Yeah. I was like, don't, I'm talking about this, but I'll credit you. It's a good one.
Yeah.
So, Micah's first wedding dress, when it came out, I was like, Marie and I were actually watching this together, and we were like, at the same time, that looks like a prom dress. And then Micah said the same thing, and I was like, all right, Micah, I've never felt so much on the same page.
Yeah.
I was so glad when she changed out of that. I was like, is this even a wedding dress? Do they sell non-wedding dresses at the store? Ben, you had the same thought, right?
Well, my thought was I was hoping, praying, confused as to why she wasn't wearing Paul's mom's original wedding dress. Because I assumed that Paul would have wanted that.
I thought Paul maybe would craft her something out of like leaves or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Forged that would have been really sweet.
He forged the leaves.
Yeah, together. He forged the leaves together. Her second dress was very nice. She looked a lot better. And
very pretty. She's very nice.
Very pretty. It was timeless, like she said.
All these look, we're big jokers here, but they everybody here looks so handsome and pretty.
If they didn't, I would say so. But she looked. There's only one dress that I didn't like, and I'll get to it. But the bride still looked beautiful. Kwame and Chelsea. Kwame is like, it seems that her lifestyle gets easier this next step, and mine gets harder. I'm making every sacrifice, and she's not making a single one. He does not seem excited for this wedding at all. Is he going to say?
Well, his days of jacking off and playing Xbox are coming to an end. What do you expect? Of course he's going to be miserable.
Maybe he doesn't feel comfortable jerking off with the dog around.
That could be. That really could be.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Yeah, he feels uncomfortable. He doesn't think Rocky's like cool with it. Maybe Rocky.
Well, no, Rocky's not cool with it. Yeah.
Wow, I don't think Rocky's very cool. He's not cute.
Rocky's not cool.
He's anti-jerking off. And remember, he's a pro jerker offer. Like, you gotta, Rocky's not a cool dog. He doesn't like being bathed in the house. You have to take him to a fucking spa. Like, he's not a squirrel. There's so many reasons this dog just can't hang.
He's still one of the best characters on the show, though, Rocky.
That's true.
I have to say. Still one of
a lot of obstacles. Chelsea's dress has all the sparkle lace that she wants, and she has the pink shoes, but I really think the dress should be pink.
Yeah, why wasn't it?
Lean into your character. Like, this was disappointing.
Yeah. Somebody, you know, correct this mistake and spill some Pepto-Bismol all over or something like that. Spill something.
I do think she's gonna throw it in the wash by mistake with a red shirt, you know.
Smart.
Yeah. Smart. I thought this was my other white dress. By mistake, I threw in my wedding dress.
Yeah, I mistakenly washed it with this red shirt 7 times in the wash. It's very pink now.
Zach says that Bliss picked out the colors periwinkle, ivory, and lavender for him.
I loved the reaction of the guy that was working with them. He's like, we'll see about that.
I'm gonna pretend you didn't say that.
he looked offended. He really did. The shop owner or whatever.
He's like, say what? I think Zach should have been like, you don't understand. I proposed to somebody else before, yeah. and then I picked her. She's my second choice, but she like, I feel like if I don't get the colors that she said I have to get, she won't marry me. So can you please do this for me? And the guy would be like, okay, yeah, we'll do it. We'll get periwinkle, ivory, and lavender somehow.
Yeah. And he was like, do I have to go to a separate store to get the owl that I want on my shoulder? And the guy's like, you got to go to like a pet store or a zoo or something. I don't know what to tell you. Like this is
to a raptor shopper. yeah, this was a dress that I didn't like. I thought that it was a little Ren Faire for my taste. And I'm not a fan of
for Bliss. Of,
yes. I'm not a fan of Nude Illusion, even though I know that it's very in. And the sleeves are a little too puffy for my taste, Ben.
Yes.
But I thought she looked beautiful.
My wife had also Amy pointed that out. She didn't like that dress either.
Oh, yes. Rowan in the chat. It has to be the puff sleeve monstrosity that you didn't like. Yes.
Yes.
That's what, I did not like it. Not
everybody's
a fan of
on
Illusion.
The same page.
We're all on the same page. I was crying. It was so bad. It was terrible. So Marshall and Jackie, this is the scene. This is one of the best scenes in Love is Blind history. I was deeply, deeply enjoying this.
That's good.
He comes in.
Song.
He comes in hot. Where did I go wrong? Why did you accept my proposal? And she says, in the pods, it was real. The outside world got us. He's like, to us or to you?
Yeah.
It's like somebody wrote this.
Yeah. What was really embarrassing about this whole scene was when he walked in wearing the tux that he got from the wedding.
Yeah, it's periwinkle. It's
periwinkle and ivory.
Yeah, that's why the guy looked at him. He's like, oh, I just gave away our only periwinkle, ivory, and lavender tux. I'm sorry. It's crazy that you asked
me. Yeah, that dipshit over there got it.
Yeah, sorry. But this is when it all comes to a halt.
Marshall, I can't love you. Because I'm attracted to Josh. I just saw Josh. And there is some chemistry.
So what was the talk about?
It was him basically confessing his feelings.
What are you saying to me right now?
I don't want to be with you anymore. And
you want to be with Josh?
I will find that out.
Okay, Jackie.
That's okay, all he's Jackie. Got. Okay,
that's
Jackie.
That's all you got. I like that he's like, so what was the conversation about? And it's like, well, obviously it was about them being together. She said she's attracted. What do you think it was about, Parcheesi?
Yeah.
So it was about the weather.
Just about the weather. It's raining a lot.
Yeah.
Small talk, mostly.
Small talk, yeah. It was about the ultimatum and another reality show. Yeah.
How's work going? Just a little chit-chat. Marshall's eyes when he heard her say that she went with Josh was so intense.
I know. He's like, I'm going to go bellboy on his ass.
Gonna help him carry his bags to the car.
I'll be the bellboy. I'll take your shit downstairs.
Yeah.
I think he went bellboy on himself and took his own shit downstairs.
Yeah, he did. He did.
I love this argument about the ring that Love is Blind bought for them.
Yeah.
He's like,
I want that back.
He's like, give me that ring back. And she's like, I think I'll keep it myself because I'll probably be able to make a lot of this money selling it on eBay. So I'm going to keep the ring because you gave it to me. So I get to keep it.
Don't the producers get it back if they don't get married?
That's what we've heard before on The Bachelor. I don't know how it works on Love is Blind,
I
but
see.
I'm guessing that's what she's thinking? That's what I would be thinking. Because why wouldn't she give it back?
Yeah. I mean, why is it? Why would it be just as much Marshall's? Why would it be more Marshall's than hers? It's
yes.
It's very weird. I went out and I spent all my savings on this ring.
Yeah. I love when she says, take it easy, I'll see you around. So take it easy, see you around.
She was so cash through this whole thing. I was like, this is a very casual breakup.
She's
for
just
her.
So over it. She's yeah. like, finally. But, you know, at least she finally was just honest with him so he could finally yeah. just, like, let go. Because he was really trying to make this work. And it was so obviously over so long ago.
Yeah.
I mean, she could have been nicer about it, but at least it's finally over. Like, he was really trying to make something work that was not there. I mean,
I'm calling it right now. Perfect Match season 2. We will have Marshall, Jackie, and Josh all.
It was like 2 days ago that he said
Jackie and I were designed for each other.
It's like, no, you weren't.
Yeah, yeah. This is a good point in the chat here from Kim. We never got to see her family that she kept talking about all season long. Like that never ended up coming up. That's crazy because yeah. it was such a huge factor in like her being able to be invested in a relationship.
Well, her dad is cancer and her brother.
That's just, true. But it sounds like there's other people that they could.
Her brother just got out of jail.
Yeah.
So and she didn't.
But there's other people.
She didn't want to marry Marshall. So she probably didn't want to bring them on the show. It's kind of like,
but it doesn't matter. But like a lot of times it doesn't matter what she wants.
I'm just saying it's
contractual like, obligations to these.
It's shows. A Jessica situation.
Yeah.
Like we'd
yeah.
meet Jessica's family.
Yeah. True. True.
So you just go like, no, not happening. Yeah. I get it.
I will say I have some respect for the way that, Jackie just gives a middle finger to production on a constant basis, even still after the show with her NDA. It's very funny to me.
Well, it seemed like some of these text messages were leaked by a friend. Like she
a
didn't.
Friend. She probably had a falling out with that friend because otherwise why would a friend
definitely yeah. I mean she didn't leak it herself.
No, that'd be ridiculous.
Unless she told her friend, like, hey, leak this stuff. That would be good for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seems kind of odd. Mm-hmm. Jackie says in confessional that she's not. No, this is important. So do you remember earlier when we got to 2 tallies of the I chose wrong? Marshall in confessional says, I chose wrong. So we now have.
Three?
Three. Zach says I chose wrong. Jackie says I chose wrong. And Marshall says I chose wrong. So we have 3 I chose wrongs, people.
I mean, did we ever get Irina saying it in the early? She may not have said it in those exact words, but it was a paraphrase.
Well, she didn't make the choice. She wasn't between 2 people.
That's true.
She didn't make a choice.
I still think might fall in the category of I've made a mistake. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But these people specifically said, I chose wrong.
Yeah. Oh, we'd love to hear it.
Yes. So we have 3 3 I chose wrong.
I love it.
And 2 I chose wrong in the same episode.
It's a great season.
Yes. And Jackie's not even sorry.
Damn, I'm crazy. I need to probably do some self-work.
Probably?
Is she the first person in Love is Blind history to have that level of self-awareness?
Is she? I know, it's like a Shaw level of awareness, you know?
It's crazy. I'm just saying we never hear this from a contestant.
She's almost there. She says probably. You know, she's like really close. She's
yeah, I mean, usually closest... we hear on social media after the fact with like a little post, you know, that says
an apology that doesn't seem genuine and they're not actually going to do it.
Right. And they got the TV on the background.
Yeah.
clearly watching TV while they're apologizing.
Yeah, this was pretty amazing, almost admirable.
Yeah.
He's like, I think I fucked up here. Maybe I shouldn't call people
pissed. Hey, it's just nice to hear some moments of awareness, moments of self-awareness. It's not, you know, there are people living in fairy tales, Barbie worlds, whatever you want to call them, on this show. And then there are people who are achieving this level of self-awareness. It's very cool.
It's almost like she was asking.
Got to think about that for a second.
Wrong. No, she wasn't. She thinks everything went right. This next segment is brought to you by Calvin Klein.
Oh my God.
Chelsea says that she has dreamed of doing a sexy engagement photo shoot since she was 5 years old.
Pretty weird. Pretty weird thing to say.
I think we should normalize dreaming of a sexy engagement photo shoot if you're 5 years old.
Well, and we all know that every engagement photo shoot has to be sexy. It has to be boudoir. You want to make sure when grandma's opening that wedding invitation that she's seeing some spicy photos, okay? You got to make sure of it.
I have a few thoughts on this.
Okay.
It might go into many. The first is,
yeah,
they said it was matching. It's not matching if you're not wearing the same color. So it wasn't matching. That really bothered me.
Well, also, Kwame wasn't wearing a bra. So
yeah, that really bothered me too.
Not matching. Okay.
She wasn't wearing pink.
Yep. Also a bother. Problems.
Very bothered me. Yeah. One of the poses looked like a pregnancy.
Yeah, I was just announcement. Gonna say that. I was gonna say that too.
When his head was like at her stomach, and it looked like he was like listening for like a heartbeat or like kicks or something. I was like, "What are you guys saving this one for later?"
I was like, maybe they are. Maybe they're killing two birds with one stone here, an engagement photo and a pregnancy photos.
I wrote down, this is influencer bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah. She says this was her lifelong goal was to find someone who would do this photo shoot with her. So it wasn't to get married. It was to do a sexy engagement photo shoot in matching Calvin Klein underwear.
What are the odds that she's had this dream since she was a little five-year-old girl and that Calvin Klein would be sponsoring this season? It's like a match made in heaven.
I know.
How did this happen? This is crazy. The stars just aligned, you know, that's what it is.
I have to say personally, I don't find matching underwear. Now I know they didn't match, but if they were actually matching, and I'm saying minus the bra for terms.
Yeah, of course.
I don't find matching underwear to be very sexy. I find it to be not sexy. Do you ever get advertisements from Me Undies?
Yeah, I know what Me Undies are. They're like a comfy brand of
but they always send the advertisements, and it's like. And it's right. Like the couples, and she's in like the patterned bra and panties, and the guys are in the briefs, and they're like, you can buy matching sets for you and your girlfriend. And I'm like, I don't want to be wearing the same pattern. It feels, I don't know, the synchronicity, it doesn't do it for me. I find it.
Who is it for?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's the other question I have. And please tell me, tell me if I'm being weird here, but why why would you ever need it? What's the point of it if you don't match? Do you match when you go out as a couple? Are you like Jabri and Miona from 90 Day Fiance? Are you matching everywhere you go? But like, why nobody sees what's on underneath?
I think it's for when you're taking off your clothes that you're like, ooh, we're matching. This is so sexy. Look at us matching. Ooh, look, we both have spaceships and the rings of Saturn. I have it around my crotch and you have it on your bra. I don't understand.
Our private parts are being hidden by the same color. Isn't that exciting?
Like, I don't, like, I'm like, I'm not gonna buy this. I don't want a match. It's not sexy, the matching.
If a match happens organically, you know, without planning ahead, it happens. It's fine. Yeah. But coordinate it with a coordinated product placement and advertisement, it's not as sexy. No.
It's like your bra and underwear matching. That is sexy. Your bra and underwear matching.
Right. Well, yes.
Your bra and underwear matching my underwear. Not sexy.
Right.
You know, it's the
especially when you're on the Oregon Trail. It's not
yes.
at all.
Yeah, that yeah, that well, that's a whole other can of worms. This is a good comment. Yeah, they just looked like ads. They didn't look like sexy engagement photos.
Yeah. Yep.
But what's the point of sexy engagement photos? I'm so confused. Are you sending them out? Are they just for you?
Yeah.
I mean.
And then I love that they had them have the serious conversation. It's still in the underwear.
Yeah.
Like, is the camera guy still there? Is he still taking pictures of them while they're talking about if they may or may not actually get married? I'm curious.
I find a lot of engagement photos to be really funny, though. Like, when the guy's, like, hand is, like, stroking her face, and then they're, like, leaning in and, like, kissing, and it's, like, you're, like, okay, this is, like, really intimate, guys. Couldn't you have just taken, like, a nice, like, kind of romantic photo? We don't need, like, this overly intimate photo of you guys almost kissing on my fridge, you know?
Yeah, it's a little... Well, and then to go this far.
And then to go this far.
Like I mean, said, like a lot of times, I don't think I'm crazy here. The engagement photos do end up going into the wedding invitations a lot of times. Not always, but like, but it's common. Like, are they going to send Calvin Klein ads to grandma in the the wedding invitation?
That's what I'm saying. These aren't engagement photos. These are influencer photos. These are for Instagram. Like, these aren't engagement photos.
Yeah. Chelsea saw an opportunity to get a free, Instagram ad from Calvin Klein.
Yeah. No, they just really love Calvin.
I just want to say real quick, if there is anyone representatives from Calvin Klein watching the show right now, we are available for sponsorship. We are more than willing to do a sexy boudoir shoot.
realityalertpodcast@gmail.com. Just email us.
Yeah, just email. We're open to business. We're business boys. So
yeah,
let's do it.
Kwame suddenly brings up that he needs to talk to his mom. Oh,
hey, there we go.
Let's make things even sexier.
Yeah, I mean, we all know these guys are all just marrying their moms. So
yeah, he hopes that his mom will send him blessings even if she won't be there. And Chelsea asks, do you think you're ready? And he says, I think I love you a lot. Isn't that what everybody wants to hear from their significant other? I think
yeah,
I love
a
you
week
a lot.
Before they're getting married. Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Less than a week.
Yeah, less than a week. It's just what you want to hear.
He says, something's come up that make me a second to think. She says, will you marry me without your mother's approval? And he just doesn't answer. Isn't that what everybody wants to not hear?
What they want to hear, yeah.
She says,
yeah, she was like, you love me, right? And then he was like, oh yeah. But then she turned around over her shoulder and you know what she saw? It was an Xbox.
It was an Xbox and a squirrel was playing the second controller. She says it would be the biggest letdown of the century to take what they've built and put it to last.
Yeah, more than 9/11.
This would be the biggest letdown of the century.
Yeah, it goes this 9/11.
Bigger than the housing market collapse.
The recession of 2008, that one is...
yeah, I can't think of anything else. I can't think of all the tragedies that have happened. This would be
the Iraq War.
I can't think of anything else. Just can't think of it. It's these two idiots getting married in 20 days.
It's the biggest letdown of the century. I'm sorry, but I think Avatar 2 goes above that.
Oh, Ben, no, you didn't.
Got him.
That is savage.
Oh yeah, the pandemic happened. Oh
no, but think about all that Chelsea and Kwame built, Kimberly.
Yeah, this will be the biggest letdown of the century.
They built.
Tiffany and Brett. Tiffany is stressed out. Okay.
Yeah, this was different from her.
That's from Bad Boys 2, by the way.
What?
Hoosa.
Oh, is that like a calming thing?
Yeah,
that joke is also in another movie. It's in Adam Sandler's Anger Management.
Hoosa?
Yeah, Hoosa? I believe so.
I think it's originally in Bad Boys 2, and then it's just something that people say now, but that's where I first saw it. But now people just like say it in general. Yeah. They say Wahoosa.
Yeah.
But that's like where Martin Lawrence's character says, but it's just like made up.
Folks, chime in. Tell us what Martin Lawrence or Adam Sandler movie you heard the Hoosa thing in. we want to know where you first heard it. For me, it was Anger Management. For Max, it was Bad Boys 2.
Yes. She feels stressed out planning the wedding, and he hugs her on the couch while she cries. And he just says, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. She says she almost doesn't want a wedding.
If you ever need to escape your problems here, just put this on. This is called the metaverse. And it's a whole new world.
I wish. All he says is like, you're entitled to your feelings. You can feel this way. That's okay. I'm here to listen to you.
It is kind of nice to see. Like, obviously, it's not nice to see her so stressed out or whatever, but it's nice to see another side of her.
Yeah, I know. Nice I was like, see, oh like, my God, refreshing. Feelings besides
it's refreshing. Happiness? Yeah.
It was refreshing.
Yeah. And no raccoons in the scene. I wonder why. Probably because of something was happening finally.
Yeah, I know. They need to throw one in there. Micah and Paul, they say they're making their own wedding bands. The guy was making the wedding bands and they were just doing little additions, like clamping it with pliers. They weren't forging them. The guy was forging them.
You probably got to take a lot more classes before you can do that yourself.
Yeah, they weren't doing shit. They were just
I will say the concept, the idea of it is cool. Cool concept, but yeah. You're not doing anything.
This Paul guy, he's
this seems like such a Zach thing though. I was surprised that Zach wasn't doing it.
Yeah.
It's like, well, we will hike to Mordor.
Yeah.
We must get past the Eye of Sauron before we may forge the ring.
Yeah, but this makes sense because Paul's a phony.
Paul and Zach are so close. I don't know.
Yeah, it does make sense. I should have thought of that. Why didn't we make rings together, you know?
Why didn't we forge them? We could have gone on an amazing adventure.
Kwame and Chelsea. Kwame tries to call his mom and just pick up. And his brother is like, you're not going to change your mind and she can't make this decision for you. Yeah, Kwame's definitely hoping that his mom will say no. So then he can be like,
that's what I was thinking too. Yeah, mom, the decision that
my mom
wants
says I can't. Sorry, my mom says I can't come over today. Sorry.
Yeah, I can't come out and play. I'm sorry.
I'm grounded. Sorry, Chelsea. I can't see you anymore. Bye.
I will be on Xbox Live though later.
Yes. Tiffany and Brett go on a plane and then he took very good photos of her.
Yeah, no underwear shots though. No
yeah
no Calvin Klein
it wasn't very sexy
Yeah. Although, wait a minute. Now I'm realizing it was an advertisement for Tiffany's. For Tiffany's.
There were three Tiffany's. It's for Tiffany's. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there were, because she was showing the rings and the, yeah.
But you think Tiffany shouldn't show, but she must have been disappointed because every girl since they're 5 years old dreams of doing a sexy underwear matching engagement shoot.
Weird. It's really weird.
That he didn't honor that for her.
Yeah.
But she thanks him for the weekend. So it's very, very nice. They have dinner.
Yeah. Did he take those photos?
Or yes. Someone?
He's good. He's a good photographer.
What can't this guy do?
He's good.
Well, he can't not overspend on luggage. So at least he has one vice.
Yeah.
Take that, Brett. And finally, Shaw has arrived.
King.
Yes. So apparently,
is Shaw Wendy from season two, Danielle's mother? Is that her nemesis? Is he the polar opposite?
Yeah.
He may be the polar opposite of Wendy.
Yes. Wendy, what did Wendy do? She majored in psychology.
In psychology, but a big champion of Danielle and Nick's relationship. Yes. She inserted herself in a very big way, was all about the experiment, absolutely loved the experiment. That's why I say that Shaw is the nemesis of that, because he is pretty much the opposite. He tries to shut everything down immediately.
I want him to start going like, you know, this isn't an experiment, right? It's a reality show. You know, it's not really an experiment, dumbass.
I bet you he did. And I bet you the producers were like, please, we need you to say that again, but don't say reality show. Just say experiment.
Yeah.
I'll bet you anything they had.
Sheriff Jose.
I was just waiting for him to say, though, like, this is all for followers, isn't it? Like, you're just trying to help Instagram. Oh, my God. How good would that have been?
Amazing. Apparently, he hasn't liked her boyfriends in the past.
Oh, jeez.
Wow. So
did they all propose to someone else, too?
Are you telling me that based on her being okay with this whole concept and her being okay with Zach, that maybe her judgment in the past wasn't great either?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. No, I mean, he does.
Maybe
come
she's
off,
been married like 8 times before this. We don't know.
I mean, he does come off like he probably is a jerk otherwise, but you know.
Well, Zach should have said yes to the fishing thing. That's all.
Yeah, just lie. Just say I love fishing.
That strikes one and two.
Yeah. Dude, we all fish. We all golf. Like, come on.
How hard is it to fake fishing and golfing? Because with both, you can just say, oh, I'm terrible at it, but I still do it all the time.
Yeah. You can just say you're having a bad day.
Yeah.
But, you know, Shaw could have said that he had big opinions on driver's license infractions. You know, that was a fascinating story that Zach told. Everybody wants to talk about.
It sounded like he was getting close to actually really talking about the big thing, which is like the systematic problems we have with our prison system in the U.S. But we didn't quite get there.
No, he really knows how to not get.
I mean, he touched on it a little bit with how our prisons are overcrowded and there should be more civil infractions or whatever rather than like criminal, basically.
Yeah, but he didn't know how to get to the point in a succinct way when you're first meeting someone.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Zach, all you have to say is legalize drugs, okay? That's
that's a good thing to say to someone's dad who you just met. He brings up I like how he tries to use the same book that the same shtick that he used on her mom, and he's like, she loves books, that's what I love about her, and she wants to be on the moon when she's 60, and I love her character and the pods. And her dad's like, well, that's stupid. Good luck to you guys. This is dumb.
Yeah. He says, this would be great if it was another couple I'm watching on TV, but instead it's my fucking daughter. So it's really fucking annoying.
Yeah, this is my daughter. This isn't funny to me. This isn't enjoyable to me. You guys are going to get divorced. He says, 20 days is just insanity. I know you're happy, but don't fool yourself.
Yeah. I don't know how Bliss actually like tries to debate this with him. It's like, it's just... Oh, she has no ground to stand on here.
I love this. She says her parents' divorce really impacted her and she really doesn't want to participate in it. Shaw says, well, you're putting yourself in that category.
Yeah, well, you're gonna participate in it.
I don't know what to comment on this because he's roasting her. He's saying everything we were going to say to roast her. I don't know what to say.
He's 100% right. That's all I can say.
He's just being right. Such a dick about it.
Well, yes, he is. He could be nicer about it, but I think he's, you know, trying to drive a point across here.
Yeah, I know, but I don't think it's going to work. I don't think
No, it's probably going to push her to do the opposite. She's probably rebel and
she's like, well, I'm going to marry him even harder.
Yeah.
I'm going to double marry him. Triple marry him.
Triple dog marry him.
They try to convince him, and he's like, Zach's like, did I mention that I love her for wanting to be on the moon when she's 60? And Shaw's like, did I mention that I'm not for this? Yeah.
Shaw's like, man, this divorce has really fucked up this kid.
Yeah, fuck. She's like, you can tell that I love him. And he's like, all right, whatever. Sure. I didn't even believe that. She says,
I just wrote down all I had in my notes for the scene was I just wrote, her dad is all of us.
Yes.
He is all of us. Saying exactly what we're all thinking.
The stepmom is crying the whole time.
Because she's about to marry a stranger.
Yes.
Oh my God.
They're still talking about the stupid moon thing.
This totally seems like a guy that has a painting with two owls and a katana. She says, I'm not dumb. Bliss says, I'm not going to get married just to get married. And Shaw says, that's what you're doing.
Is she hinting with subtext to him? And I think the answer is no, but I'm still going to throw this out there that she will say no at the altar.
I think she's saying she's going to say yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of think so too. So you think she's actually hinting that to him?
I think they're going to say yes.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk more about it. We don't talk about that on here. Our predictions.
About our predictions. Yes, that is for Love Center.
Predictions is for Love Center.
It does seem that they're going to say, but just a little bit, it does seem they're going to say yes. But I think that it's like, he really does have a point. It's like, they are getting married just to get married. It's like, why can't you just have a relationship? Like, yeah. I know it's the point of the show, but he's like, yeah, like you barely... I mean, I know it's just the whole point of the show. It's silly to talk about, but he's like, yeah, like you barely know each other. It's only been 20 days.
Well, and let's
you're
be
really
honest,
just doing this for the sake of getting married.
Yeah. Let's be honest here. There's an added element to this of her being the second choice. He literally proposed to someone else before her, and not just anyone else, her enemy, her rival on the show, who she hated and who was a complete asshole. He was engaged to her first.
I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't tell her dad about that.
Oh, yeah.
He'll Would you out. Tell him?
No. No. But he found out.
I don't know if he knows.
Today he does. Because he watched the episode.
Oh, now. Yeah. But at the time, Zach would be like, just please don't tell him. Please. Yeah. You know this is my biggest fear.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, because he was afraid of meeting him already. Yeah.
Meeting any family of anyone.
Yeah. For a defense lawyer, he didn't do a very good job in this scene of.
He's doing a terrible job of selling this whole new practice that he's starting.
He's the moon thing. It's like, this is your defense. As you like that she wants to go to the moon. That's your defense.
Yeah, man. She wants to go to the moon when she's 60. This dream that's not going to happen. I like that Shaw isn't even like sure that he's a lawyer. He's like, you guys say he's a lawyer, but I guess you think he's a lawyer, but is he a lawyer? I mean, you guys say this is an experiment. It's clearly not an experiment, so.
He's not very good at defending their relationship. Are you sure that he's a lawyer?
He's not even good at talking.
He won't shut up about the moon.
Well, this was a good ep.
Oh, it was great.
I'm excited for the next one. So we'll be back tomorrow to recap.
Do we have a wedding?
I have no idea.
I saw a thumbnail and it looked like someone was in a tux. So we might. I get the beginning of a wedding.
I think we'll get the beginning of a wedding into a cliffhanger.
Yes.
And then we will be back next Friday.
I hope they still do a wedding that has Marshall there. I hope he's just by himself.
Yeah.
Nobody there.
They'll be like, I choose me.
I choose me. I do.
So then there's an hour and a half finale of on next Friday. And yeah, then we'll be back live after the finale on Sunday.
Gonna be fun.
I'm
excited for that. There.
But for now, patreon.com/realityalert. You should subscribe so you can check out Love Center, which we're recording around 5 on Monday.
Right. Our Patreon will make your nipples hard, we promise.
I love my nipples.
Okay, see everybody soon. Bye.
It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
Damn, I'm crazy. I need to probably do some self-work.